Unit 1, page 10, exercises 4 and 5.
We hear thousands of sounds around us every day, from a ringtone on a phone, to a song on the radio, to traffic noise on the way to school. But how do soundscapes affect us? Which noises help us and which are a problem? Let's look at the science behind sounds. Soundscapes can affect us in four ways: physiologically, psychologically, cognitively, and behaviorally. Let's start by looking at our physiological or physical reactions to sound first. When you hear this, how do you feel? For most people, the heart rate increases, brain waves increase, and breathing becomes more rapid. This sound is associated with danger, so our bodies release hormones like cortisol, and we feel stressed. What about this sound? Relaxing, isn't it? That's because the rhythm of the waves is similar to our heart rate when we are sleeping. So our heart rate decreases and we relax. Sound also affects us psychologically, or influences our emotions. Think about the commercials you see on TV and the music they use. The music influences how we feel about the product and encourages us to buy it. However, music isn't the only sound with a psychological effect. Listen to this. The sound of birdsong is soothing and makes most people feel relaxed. And there's a reason for that. Hundreds of thousands of years have taught us that when birds are singing, we are safe. When the birds stop singing, danger is coming. Let's move on to the third way sound can affect us, which is cognitively. Here's an example.
Right then, is there a minute?
Well, I'll take the notes.
I see.
Confusing, isn't it? That's because our brains find it difficult to process a lot of different sounds at the same time. In fact, working in noisy spaces can reduce your productivity by 2/3. But don't panic. Wearing headphones can help. Noise-cancelling headphones will enable you to work in silence. But if you listen to music, make sure there are no lyrics. Lyrics can have the same confusing effect. It's difficult for your brain to focus on the task and the message of the song at the same time. The fourth and final way sound influences us is in our behaviour. Some sounds can make us feel uncomfortable, like these short, high-pitched sounds from a reversing truck. So we instinctively move away. Other sounds can make us feel comfortable and encourage us to stay, like shopping mall music. This music often has a slower tempo because people synchronize their walking speed to the music. And when we walk more slowly around malls, we are more likely to stop and spend money. In contrast, a fast tempo encourages us to do things more quickly. So, this sort of sound can be good to listen to when you are doing a simple, repetitive task, such as cleaning your room. Upbeat music like this stimulates you and keeps you going. We all know that sound is important. It can influence how we feel, our ability to concentrate, and how quickly we do things. So think about the activities you do and take control of the soundscape when you can. Or even turn off the noise and enjoy some silence. Silence is golden, after all.